code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, I'm Alan Waters, cutting through the matrix on the 10th of April 2012. Newcomers, I always suggest that you look into the website and use it, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You'll find over 1,000 hours of audio for free download, and I'll take you through the system we call reality and show you how it really is and how you're really trained from birth to see it in a different way, of course, for the rulers. To manage it better, really. And I'm going through the history of it and how the rich guys, basically a long time ago, decided to form clubs and then create foundations as fronts that would hire thousands of non-governmental organizations who would work in concert, demanding things from governments. And, of course, it's all on behalf of their masters that we are the international money boys that set up the club in the first place. As their world, as they decided to, that it was better, in fact, for bankers, and even Rockefeller said this, bankers and their own intelligentsia, to run the world rather than leave it to politicians and nations to go on their own path by themselves, basically. That's roughly what he said. And that's what they decided to do. So you're living through a script, in other words. Everything that happens in major scale is a script, including the major wars, of course. They can publish them in advance, like the New American Century that published all the countries they were going to take out in the Middle East. So we're living through a script, and every major change in it, that's cultural change, financial changes, depressions, that type of thing, are all part of it. And we're certainly ramping through it now, because this is the century of change, as they called it at universities in the last century. This was to be the century of change. So hang on, of course, to your seats, because you're going through it, whether you like it or not. You can't opt out from this. And it's pretty well global. But the first world countries have to get the hardest crashing around that they've ever had in their entire lives, basically. The third world countries, the second world countries are getting it hard already, but the first world countries are to be pretty well smashed down to a much lower level, and it's still going on. So help yourself to that. Remember, too, you are the audience that bring me to you. You can keep me going by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And you should read the books, too, because it shows you that the art of chronology, and that's what it's called, of running the masses, chronology, is a very, very old art. And they're still using it yet, of course. But in olden times, it was much more simple. They simply put things in code and so on, so that the literate ones could understand what they're really saying. And that was used right up until the 20th century, pretty much. And I'll show you how it was done. And they did use the religions too. They always seemed to be on the side of the money boys down through the centuries, regardless of how the peasants had it, good or bad, generally bad. And how really they're bringing this new religion one of the Russian leaders actually mentioned too. He says, we're creating a new religion for the masses. It must be based on a form of earth worship. And that's what they've got today. We've got a form of earth worship called sustainability, go green, all that stuff. And that's what he was referring to. And that was Gorbachev, of course, who said that. So they brought it in, and it's a mantra now. You can't say anything about it. It's just like George Orwell's 1984 with doublethink. You must adapt to the new sayings, the new terms they use instantaneously if you want to survive in this new system. And, of course, the bureaucratic types do immediately, sort of the middle classes and all those universities. So I show you how it's done, as I say, by the books and the discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Remember, from the U.S. to Canada, you can use a personal check or an international postal money order, send cash, or you can use PayPal. Across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. So we're living through a script, as I say, and that's the hardest thing for people to realize. It isn't until you can relate what's happening today with the writings of the big boys were put out in the past.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Terravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Terravim? Simple. Terravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to terravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Terravim, the best supplements on earth.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hi, folks. I'm back, cutting through the matrix. And when you look around the world and watch what's happening in some countries like Greece, they've been hammered and hammered and hammered with this idea of austerity measures that's forced upon them through their technocrats at the top. And, of course, the Central Bank of Europe being at the helm of everything now for many countries. And you can get a taste of how things can come back home to you. And people forget that, too. We're so used to watching television in a kind of schizophrenic way. When something's over there, it's like it's untouchable. It's not really within our reach. It's kind of like an outer limits or outer planet type thing. And we don't really take it so seriously. And yet we forget that these depressions have been started before, they rippled across the world, and they all implement the same types of measures when it happens. And then you tie it up with, of course, the situation we're in now, where every country, Canada and the States included, because we're all in it together, as it keeps telling us, that we're joined at the hip, etc. You see all the ammunition that's getting brought into the States for Homeland Security. I mentioned that last week. I mean, this is enough to prepare a war, basically, for Homeland Security. Now, what do you think all that's for? I mean, see, most people get these little things, and it's out of their head as soon as they go into the next station or listen to the next host or whatever. It's out of their head immediately. And again, it becomes unreal to them. And, I mean, things are happening for a purpose. And the purpose is, of course, in case the U.S. actually crashes or they bring down some measures, maybe which they intend to bring down anyway, you see. It could be just one of these if preparations, but it could also be something that they've planned. You have no idea. because the ones who run your country are not the ones that you see in the limelight, of course. And you haven't really had real presidents and prime ministers across the world for an awful long time. We've got actors, really, this low-level actors, that read their scripts. They even write their own speeches, for goodness sake. And they get well rewarded for it, of course, and they get bigger rewards when they leave office if they've been good and signed all the bills they've been told to sign. But the much bigger boys above that one, the world, and even that goes back to Benjamin Disraeli, in fact, in Britain, who said that the ones who really run the government behind the scenes are people you'd never suspect, basically. And you never see them. They never come forward like the Rockefellers, even. He's known, and the family's known. These are people who you never hear about. Their names never mentioned in the media. In fact, they're kept out of the media. Very powerful. Very powerful people. So, as I say, it's a sad thing when we can't relate to other countries and see what's going on and bring it back home, because the signs are all around you. In fact, in the US, I'd say that one day they'll write a book about this, and it'll be a kind of drama-type sci-fi book, because all the signs are there. They are under total martial law, which is incrementally implemented because they don't want to scare you too much by bringing it all down at once. So they bring it a bit at a time, here, over there, behind you, in front of you, and it's you adapt and you adapt. We're awfully good at adapting to things, aren't we? Awfully, awfully good. The elite have always known this too, because they get archives of information on how populations have been managed in the past to do different things and prompted to do different things, or forced to do different things, and how they adapt to it. So that's why they have the big boys at the top to advise the real governments what to do and how to handle the masses, basically. They know, they've got so worked out today that they have us all categorized into different groupings of people who will always be passive, those who get a bit upset, those who still think politics will solve it and start yelling and protesting, and those might even go further. Everyone is categorized today through the internet, of course, and the constant uptake of all your data and putting it into different categories, and all your emails and all the rest of it too. They know the blowhards, they know the ones who would do something, that they've got it all worked out. And it's amazing too how all of this big push for globalism ends up at the stage when they give you the internet too. It's all meant to be this way at this time, with all these things together, of course, so they can manage it so perfectly through the great transitions, as I like to call it, into the new sustainable way of living. And yet each part of this sustainability at one time or another would have caused riots in the streets, but we adapt it so coolly now, because it doesn't hit you all at once. It doesn't take all of your pay from you at one go. And then when you compare it to other countries, as you say, like Greece, they're getting the full brunt of it all. And lawlessness is starting to abound there, and people have to steal to live, food and all the rest of it. You do the same thing. Well, the only difference is over here, of course, they know who would steal or go fishing when they shouldn't, put a license, all that kind of stuff, to feed themselves. You're very predictable in the West. But here it says Greece is offering a cop for hire service, renting out policemen for €30 per hour, plus €10 if you want a police car too. It triggered fears that security of people who cannot afford a policeman for hire may be affected in favor of those who can. Well, of course it will. This new way for the cash-strapped Greek state to raise money will pay for the cost of using police materials and infrastructure and allow to modernize them, the Ministry of Citizen Protection said in a statement. We've got these ministries now, eh? We've got ministries. In the US, we've got the ministry. They just call it Ministry of Homeland Security. Department's the same thing, you see. And you've also got public safety, is another one they like too. They've used that since the French Revolution when they chopped the heads off the folk. Ministry of Citizen Protection said in a statement, the police services on offer were previously used on exceptional cases, escorting the transportation of dangerous material or artworks, and were free of charge. Now police services have a price tag. If you need something special, the hourly fee for patrol boats is €200, forces' operational capacity. Only those with the cash will benefit from the initiative. The newspaper says the less wealthy will be left to deal with crime by themselves. You understand, that will all come here too. And you probably hire everything. You can get drones and the whole lot in the U.S. And you know, maybe about 10 dozen SWAT teams or something. It says the financial crisis left Greece with rising unemployment, fast-growing crime rate, and a surge in illegal immigration. Security has substantially deteriorated in the Greek capital in recent years, with previously safe and calm neighborhoods in the city becoming literally off-limits after nightfall. That could so easily happen in the cities of Canada and the States and elsewhere. So easily. Look at Britain. At the top of the flash mobs. A flash mob can be started by the authorities themselves, of course. And then all the followers jump in on it. And they can have riots when they want. Made-to-order riots, basically. Anyway, it says Athens City Council described the situation as the city's historic center and other major areas are suffering desertification, all matter of criminal activity and manifestations of violence, insecurity, lawlessness, the impoverishment of significant numbers of people, both native inhabitants and foreign nationals, illegal prostitution, illegal drug trading, and youth employment. Unemployment is as high as 50%, driving some to leave the country, others to protest, and a few to resort to breaking the law. Well, see, that will happen in every country. But whenever the big banking boys decide to put the slap on you, you know, the slap, the ticket on you. And it's all planned that way. All planned that way. And how will you react to it when it all comes down? Because it's going to come down. You don't create a police state unless you're going to use it. You can use it for basically positive reinforcement, basically, meaning enforcing the public by fear to go along with things and just, well, basically, it's, you're getting down to what was, and Britain's very much like this, the Soviet Union at one time, people always looked, they called them the grey people on the streets. Everybody walked looking at the sidewalk, looking down. You didn't want to look at anybody's eyes, you didn't want to look at the cameras above you. And you don't behave the same way, you're not spontaneous and normal when you know you're being observed all the time. Well, that's what we're under today, and it's going further ahead and further ahead and further ahead. The difference in the U.S., I'd say, is that with all the apps that are coming out to monitor yourselves, you're helping them. In fact, the head of the CIA said that at one point. People are actually helping us. They're being spies themselves, even on themselves, by getting all these apps. So it's so the only one in history probably go down willingly, I guess, by giving the bosses all they want. And I put a link tonight too to do with the EU referendum. It says the EU flag leaders of the UK's three largest parties have rejected calls for an EU referendum. But then it says that nearly 90% of those who voted in a public poll over Britain's membership of the EU have backed calls to stage a referendum, campaigners say. It says some 14,590 people in Thurrock, Essex, returned postal ballots or voted electronically, a 30% turnout, and said the cross-parties group People's Pledge. So they want they're all for having another referendum to get Britain out of the EU. That requires an internal war because the elite don't want that. They want, it's been planned for a long, long time to get them into this EU. In fact, Britain was to be the flagship to create it all, which it was, from London, of course, and from the city of London, where all the real orders come from. So I'll put that up tonight as well. Now, it's astonishing how many foreclosed homes there have been in the US in the millions. And we know that Obama has given contracts out to big groups that come in and buy them wholesale, like job lots or peanuts as well. That's how things work, you know, with your friends at the top. Right? And the American taxpayers are left not just paying for all, but taking care of the houses as well. And I'll read about that when I come back from this break.
Did Do you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Then back, cutting through the matrix, talking about all the homes, these repossessed homes that the U.S. government now is in charge of, and they've been selling off vast job loss of them. And across the whole country, lots of Israelis are getting in on it too, because real estate tends to, if you buy it so darn cheap, for goodness sake, sometimes $6,000 for a house. And they get into the thing, and it goes up in price later down the road. Some say it's better than coinage and gold and all the rest of it. But this article says American taxpayers own, I like how they worded it too, like you own this, right? American taxpayers, no, you owe the debt, own close to 200,000 vacant houses, and over the next year they'll spend more than $40 million just to mow lawns at these properties. Taxpayers also put the bills to paint walls, fix cabinets, plant flowers and more, expenses that just last year exceeded $500 million. That's just so that they can give them to their buddies, you see, and job lots for peanuts. The housing bailout has already cost taxpayers $124 million, and now Americans are spending hundreds of millions more fixing up foreclosed homes to try and sell them. It costs them a lot more than that because you have the banks to bail out too, right? It's a bizarre and expensive side effect of the housing market collapse and failure of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the mortgage giants that went into federal conservatorship in 2008. By the way, Freddie Mac, or Fannie Mae, keeps putting his hand out every 3 months for millions, and he gets it. There's quite a lot of articles out there about that, too. And it says, Fannie Mae alone repaired nearly 90,000 homes last year, so I guess the taxpayers given Fannie Mae the cash and they fix them up. There's a lot of homes and it's a lot of materials that need to be purchased. Jay Ryan Fannie Mae's vice president of the real estate owned homes. Unfortunately, Ryan said Fannie Mae pays electricity bills, property taxes, and the cost of general upkeep of properties to make sure houses are ready to sell. And Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have already sold hundreds of thousands of homes, but they continue to foreclose on thousands more every month. Real estate experts say getting rid of all of them is not going to happen anytime soon. And it goes on and on and on. But, you know, the whole, it's such a disgusting thing what's happening. I mean, these guys aren't going to jail. They get occasional character. Recently, they've picked a few of them. And here's one, for instance, to throw them to the public. But they let the big boys go free. It says New York Equities boss pleads guilty to $66 million fraud, a mortgage fraud case. So they pick a small guy. A small. $66 million. The president of a New York brokerage firm pleaded guilty Monday to conspiracy in a $66 million mortgage fraud scheme, the latest victory in U.S. President Barack Obama's campaign against financial fraud. Well, it's a token thing to boost Obama up to, obviously. This is Jared Canino, president of First Class Equities, pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and bank fraud in a New York federal court, said the U.S. Attorney's Office. The charge carries a maximum penalty of 30 years prison. As a president and owner of First Class Equities, Gerald Canino should have promoted responsible home ownership and protected the integrity of the mortgage financial industry, Manhattan attorney Preet Bharara said in a statement. Instead, he used his firm to commit a massive mortgage fraud scheme that left scores of foreclosed properties in its wake. With today's plea, Canino now stands convicted for his role in this brazen scheme with Fannie Mae and all the rest of them. How come they're getting money and grants every other month? Canino's lawyer, Stuart Kaplan, described his client as contrite and forthright in accepting his responsibilities. But what he did was, he says he would recruit straw buyers, who are people who posed as home buyers, to purchase distressed properties, but who had no intention of paying the mortgages. Well, they were all doing that, for goodness sake. And there's been enough documentaries and television about them, passing them up to the biggest banks in the U.S. They all knew. They were all in on it. Instead, the bank loans to buy the properties were transferred to Canino and his co-conspirators, and court papers said the Long Island-based firm ran the fraud from 2004 to 2009. He was charged last August along with 13 others, and the trial of co-defendants is set to begin July 2nd. This is a case involved coordination with Obama's financial... Why do they keep saying Obama's? It's just like a PR thing for Obama. For the Financial Fraud Enforcement Task Force, which was created in 2009. So, they're going after the small fry, but letting the big boy better let the big boys off because they run the country. That happens to put them all in prison, and the banks will go down again, you know. Now, at the top, I think everyone's caught on to the facts eventually that Google was really, it's really an arm of the NSA. It was set up to be so. When you look into the history, for instance, of the CIA, MI6 and other countries, main spy programs, they have many front organizations out there, legitimate front, real organizations that really sell things and do things and stuff like that. But behind the scenes, they go much, much higher. Even a lot of the electronic companies, especially the electronic companies, are often really big legitimate fronts. And you'll find they're all interconnected. And often the tops of the CEOs of these corporations are ex-CIA, ex-this, ex-that. So it's the revolving chairs, you know, it's the musical chairs story. They're all one at the top. They have to be at this time for a global society. But it says DARPA, a director, goes to Google, but probes continue. It says, twin probes into possible irregularities in the awarding of contracts worth hundreds of thousands of dollars during the tenure of Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency DARPA will continue, even though Dugan was the head boss, who left the agency for a position at Google. So they just go back and forth like musical chairs. One department to the next. Government to private, government to private. The private really is... It's really so an agency. Back with more after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watford, cutting through the matrix, reading about the musical chairs, about the CEOs and directors jump from one government position and into what seems to be a private position, but it's really like the NSA they're jumping into and things like that, because Google and all these big ones are all part of the agencies, whether you like it or not. But it says that there's twin probes and the possible irregularities in awarding contracts worth hundreds of thousands of dollars during the tenure of Regina Dugan, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, will continue even though Dugan has left the agency for a position at Google. So you can't have people in such high positions with all the dope on everybody, all the data on everyone, and who's doing what, and et cetera, and then jump into Google if Google is truly nothing but a private organization. It doesn't work that way. Both special audits of the agency are ongoing, and says Bridget Ann Shershag, a spokesperson for the Department of Defense Office of Inspector General, which is called DODIG, by the way. They love these, eh? DODIG, told PC World this week. Shershag declined to comment on when the audits would be completed. We never speculate on completion dates for projects, she said. Well, that's government, eh? But, and then it says the DODIG's office, listen to this, announced the first in a series of planned audits of DARPA in August 2011. The first audit will determine the adequacy of DARPA's selection, award, and administration of contracts and grants awarded in FY 2020 and FY 2011 for research and development projects. The Dodig's office wrote a letter to Daniel Bryan, executive director of the Project on Government Oversight, which is called POGO, like the stick, POGO stick, right? So I guess they can hop over the things that they're not supposed to talk about. A federal watchdog group. It says it was POGO that waved the red flag over contract procedures at DARPA in a letter to Dodig. Isn't this wonderful? POGO and DARPA and Dodig, eh? Gordon S. Heddle, in a letter dated May the 9th, 2011. POGO's Brian wrote that her organization was concerned with possible conflicts of interest between Dugan and Red X Defense, a bomb detection firm that Dugan founded and which retains a financial connection. So even though they're involved in government, they've got all these private little deals going on amongst themselves. But so what? Because, I mean, look at the guys that came in Homeland Security at the top and ended up getting the contracts for all the X-ray devices that you walk through when they left, eh? I mean, it's from the top down, it's all. You used to call it in Britain rank, meaning rotten, you know. Red X Defense has received approximately $6 million in contracts from DARPA since it was founded. Brian wrote, the company received about 30% of the $6 million. Or $1.75 million since Dugan became director of DARPA. So there you go, POGO and DARPA and Dodig and all that. You need a whole new dictionary for these characters, don't you? Because they intentionally do this so you can't keep up with them all. Now, the problem is, too, the government is cancerous. You know, it throws off metastases every so often, and they throw off metastases until you're nothing but secondaries all over the place. And they just keep growing and growing and growing. And really, you probably have a. I wonder if they've got a dictionary for the computer for all these particular governmental departments. Just for us, you know, to explain it to the simpletons at the bottom. But that's probably top secret, eh? But so that's the farce that we live in today, and we've lived under this system for a long, long time. Look at Chertoff, he got all the contracts for those machines and everything else. And no one went after him. And I also want to just mention tonight about different things. We know, for instance, that many programs out there are after specific things about the general public. It's almost they're specializing in certain areas of either your psyche or the body or whatever. And this one's about the eye brain. It can read your mind. So it's enlisted Stephen Hawking, it says. Now, they're already with Facebook and so on. They're already collecting DNA. They've got massive programs here to put everybody down in your family and so on, and they're collecting your DNA across the world. It's one of the biggest collectors of documentation of family histories, so they can match up with DNA and so on. And this one here is from iBrain. It's just going to read your mind. A team of Californian scientists have developed the world's first portable brain scanner, and they may soon be able to read a person's mind, playing a major role and facilitating medical breakthroughs. It's really for medicine. It's always for medicine, right? You know, that's what's for. This is a very exciting for us because it allows us to have a window into the brain. We are building technology that will allow humanity to have access to the human brain for the first time, said the project's leader, Philip Lowe. And KGTV reports that the device created by San Diego-based NeuroVigil and dubbed the eye brain, it fits over a person's head and measures unique neurological patterns connected to specific thought processes. Lowe says the goal is to eventually have a large enough database of these brainwaves that a computer could essentially read a person's thoughts out loud. One person who has already tried out the eye brain is famed physicist Dr. Stephen Hawking. We'd like to find a way to bypass his body, pretty much hack his brain, said Lowe. This past summer, Lowe traveled to Cambridge, England, where he met with Hawking, who was asked to think very hard about completing various tasks while wearing the device. NeuroVigil says the device could be used at home by individuals and worn during sleep. It comes equipped with a USB port for transferring the recorded data to a local computer. Beyond so-called mind-reading, the device has potential medical applications, and I always say that, you know, don't worry about it, it's for medicine and so on. So that's one article that pops up. Another one is to do with one that's already out there, actually. You can buy the thing, get in the public way. It's called NeuroSky, and Brainwave Sensors for Everybody is selling the stuff for you to use at home. But, of course, all the stuff that it collects on you will be sent back to its own particular organization and company. So they've got a database on your brainwave patterns and so on. And I noticed, too, they've got little quips there, too, to do with Harvard and different universities, where they actually actually had 7,000 brains, I think, stored at Harvard. To actually, they like to cut them up, these neuroscientists, and, you know, look at them and stare at them, and things like that. And then the iPhone has a one for a sweet dreams, a new app. It says, once the only way you could supposedly influence your dreams was by regulating your cheese consumption before bed. Ha, ha, ha. These days, however, things are a little bit more high-tech. Scientists have invented a phone app. They claim it lets you create your perfect dream by playing a soundscape that subliminally influences the sleeping mind. Users can take the picture on peaceful rural settings, busy street scenes, or even dramatic adventures set in space. What may sound rather like a sinister plot from a sci-fi film, Professor Richard Wiseman, who helped develop the program, believes it could aid those who suffer from sleeping disorders or depression. The Hertfordshire University psychologist plans to collect thousands of records from users from the app as part of a mass experiment for the Edinburgh International Science Festival to find out how easy it is to influence dreams. Now, if they can influence your dreams, they can influence your waking thoughts as well. The app called Dream On is free and can be downloaded by iPhone users from today. Now, anything that's free, you know, is a collection of data for them. In this case, is science. An Android version is planned for later in the year. Before going to bed, the user selects the time they want to wake up and chooses their ideal dream scenario. And they put their phone face down the mattress, ideally close to the head. Oh, that's wonderful, flying during the night. And it uses a motion sensor to detect when the sleeper is dreaming. During the night, we pass through cycles made of three different stages of sleep, deep and light sleep, the first two stages, we're restless in bed. But during rapid eye movement, the time in which we dream, the brain paralyzes the body so we don't act out our dreams and harm ourselves. Have you ever done that? If I actually acted out your dream and you know, you've fallen out of bed or something? That waits until the last period of REM sleep before the choosing the waking time, then plays the soundscape. Once the dreaming sleep is over, the app wakes up the user within a minute to increase the chances of them remembering the dream. They're invited to record their dream. You're invited to, like they don't do it anyway automatically, and submit a description into an online database. Some of the soundscapes are designed to encourage lucid dreaming, where the sleeper is aware they're dreaming and can influence what happens. I like those dreams because if something's bad, you just choose another door and go somewhere else. Now, this is a feature that mimic voices of celebrities, actors, and even President Barack Obama. Oh, how wonderful, eh? Isn't it just great? But, as I said, that they're just up to all this stuff, and you understand this is not for your fun. This is not. None of this is for your fun. It's always sold that way. The genetic social network Facebook has your personal information. Now Google wants your DNA, as I was talking about earlier. Amassed a gigantic database of human intelligence from its millions of users. Information has been used by police in the arrests of suspects and is milked by marketers. Part of a similar system gathered genetic information. In 2005, it was revealed in a book called The Google Story that Dr. Craig Venter, known for his creation of synthetic life forms, was in discussions with Larry Page and Sergey Brin, founders of Google, to generate a gene catalog to categorize all the genes on the planet and understand their evolutionary development. Geneticists have wanted to do this for generations. Google will build up a genetic database, analyze it, and find meaningful correlations for individuals and populations. This has been funding a program to do just that called 23andMe. In 2006, the organization was co-funded by Anne Wojcicki, I think it is, the wife of Sergey Brin, and co-founder of Google. Will the general public be acclimated to share their genetic information online as they were with Facebook to share personal information? Facebook has altered the public perception of privacy. Yeah, hasn't it, though, eh? As Time magazine reported in 2010, the willingness of Facebook's users to share and overshare, from descriptions of or bouts of food poisoning, gross, to our uncensored feelings about our bosses, not advisable, is critical to the success. A recent article from Discover magazine pointed out that many researchers believe that personal genomics will really not hit the biomedical sweet spot until you have on the order of a million people sequenced. But even then, in the American system, how to get a hold of all that information is going to be problematic, since it will likely be decentralized. And it goes on into a lot of this stuff to do with the U.S. military and so on. It says, samples have even been provided to U.S. military labs. That's to do with the DNA of the newborns and so on. That's been known for years. If the government already has a database of millions of people, DNA, what function could an organization like 23andMe fulfill? Managing public perception, and that's the most important thing that everything runs on, is public perception. Managing public perception is perhaps where the answer can be found. Having your DNA in a database to share with your friends in a familiar social network setting is a good way to introduce the masses to the idea. Also, Google is an extension of government agencies. As Facebook has proven, it's much easier to have the general public willingly volunteer their personal information. The Yale Scientific Magazine announced earlier this month that with the 23andMe genetic social network, it's easier than ever for people to find out their genetic risks for diseases. And that's how they sell everything to the people, isn't it? Alter your perceptions. We're concerned about you, and you don't know what you're prone to. We'll find out for you. As well as connect with others who share parts of their genome. It remains to be seen whether 23andMe will become a widespread success like Facebook, but it certainly has a powerful backing. As of last year, 23andMe reached 125,000 users who have submitted gene samples. These are stupid people for you. And it says Google founder Larry Page met with Craig Venter in California at the Edge Billionaires meeting in 2010. Also present were reps from the State Department, of course. Bill Gates, of course. Anna Wojcicki, Bill Joy, and dozens of other tech companies, CEOs, and scientists. The Edge Billionaire meetings have discussed the future of genetic engineering, biocomputation, and redesigning humanity. Redesigning humanity. That's all these things you're playing with are all about, you see. Physicist Freeman Dyson described the individuals leading this group as having godlike power to create entirely new species on Earth in a new age of wonder. He describes them as a new generation of artists writing genomes as fluently as Blake and Byron wrote verses, might create an abundance of new flowers and fruits and trees and birds to enrich the ecology of our planet. And lots of willing zombies too, I'm sure. The technological elites are engaged in a mission to attain full-spectrum dominance over life and its complex processes. And in the process of they'll rewrite the genetic code of the planet, and the harvest of your genetic information brings this vision a step closer to reality. So, and you buy it all, of course, and you play with it all, or some of it's free, mind you, and your inquisitiveness into, oh, I wonder who else is related to me, you know, all these little carrots get you hooked into it, and you just can't pull away, and you're basically dooming yourself altogether. But you can't stop most folk, you know, it's like lemmings going over the hill, you can't stop them. Now, there's Chris from California hanging on the line there. You're still there, Chris?
Hi, Alan.
Yes.
Well, it appears, Alan, that the model of psychological warfare that the globalists employ, that you have described, effectively disables the resistance, including shows like your own, which draw back the curtain. And I say that because the avalanche of information you provide is so overwhelming that the public will often draw back with a feeling of despondence or anger or depression. And as you've described, that serves to reduce the capacity to respond.
Well, here, I'll interject here and tell you something. You cannot save the majority of the general public because they're so into this dream state of surf, surf, surf. I've read so many articles from the elite's point of view on their surfing habits. But they themselves cannot handle information. And you don't worry about the majority of the public because they don't know what's going on and they don't care to know what's going on. That's also come up in so many studies after studies after studies. And it'll always be like that. These are the people you can give even basic information to and they'll tell you, I don't want to hear it. Also with the New Age group, and there's a whole massive New Age movement out there too, they will actually condemn you for exposing this stuff because they say, you exposing it will make it happen, like it's all in your mind, you know, and you create it by just thinking about it. Understand?
And I think in
you cannot target the general population. You can't target them. You can only target the ones who are already up and coming up on into a much higher understanding. That's why I call it the matrix. Because those are the ones who can handle it, and they don't forget the things that they shouldn't do. They remember the things they shouldn't volunteer to do, and they don't get caught up in all this kind of stuff. And a lot of young people, believe it or not, a lot of young people have thanked me who are ready to plunge into a lot of this stuff and give all their data and stuff away. So I'm not really going for the general population. 80% of the general public are oblivious to what's happening on a daily basis and even a yearly basis. They adapt from pre-9/11 to post-9/11. They adapt to troops on the streets and think nothing of it. And their life to them is pretty well unchanged as far as they actually see it. And these are from government studies. Mm-hmm. Hold on, and we're back after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm back, cutting through the matrix, talking about really it's news and exposure to news. Who can handle it? Who can't handle it? And is there a danger of overload? There's always a danger of overload for those who cannot handle it, of course. And that's just the way life happens to be. There are people who have got different cracking points. But you've got to understand, you cannot target a whole audience or a whole generation or a whole population and expect them to even retain most of what you're even speaking about. They won't. They'll go off into the next program, or they'll go off and play with their different apps, and they've forgotten all about it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people actually are beginning to use all of this as entertainment.
Exactly.
You understand? Even the whole idea of Patriot Radio has gone off into entertainment, and that's a bad sign when that happens.
I agree entirely, and that's part of the reason I called in. One of the concerns I have is you mentioned that 80% of the public is in a zombie-like trance. They learn to adapt over time. And I think that solidifies the notion that the globalists are invincible. And unfortunately, it's hard to conclude otherwise when listening to your breakdown. And I begin to question, at what point do we say enough is enough? What's it going to take?
Well, understand, the 80% has been pretty well fixed for well over 100 years. There have been so many studies. Britain's done incredible studies, even in the late 1800s, on the general population, how much they put up with the different classes and so on. Every country does this, by the way. And it's generally always steady around 80%. The same 80-odd percent that Huxley talks about, they're always in a semi-hypnotic state, he said, and are very suggestible. That's why they accept the mainstream media and are quite happy listening to every night. So it's always within a 20% that changes take place. So
I guess there's one question, and I'll conclude here. Do you think that the patriotic radio shows are, in fact, contributing to the very system they seek to take down?
If they don't talk directly to what to avoid on an individual basis, they certainly can be doing it. I mean, fear itself, I've mentioned this before, fear is addictive. And again, you're not going out for the audience who want to be fearful, at least I hope not. But for those who can handle truth is is an awful thing to handle. And it's going to alter
truth?
You, regardless. It will alter anybody just knowing the truth, because you've got a completely different perspective on life and yourself and your place in life and those around you as you had before. Well, lots of folk do go through that and almost crack up. Some do crack up when they go through it. But it has to be done. If anybody's going to come through with any of this, it has to be done, and with the knowledge, you know.
Yeah, indeed, and to me, the breaking point is the vaccinations. They are weaponizing the food supply.
Well, of course. I mean, I would never take a vaccination for anything. Yeah. And
that
only forces
us to retreat. I mean,
yeah, and the food, too. I mean, the sad part about the truth is really they've been poisoning us since at least the end of World War II pretty heavily, with the intensive farming and all the chemicals, which they knew what it would do to the public down the road. That's why they were bombasting the public. Oh, the baby boomers after World War II. Oh, they're going to be a terrible danger down the road. Too many of them. Long before
Excellent
they were
point.
Getting sick. They knew they would be getting sick because of the stuff they were using on the food. And then they brought in the GM as well. And then they hit them all with so many inoculations. Just astonishing.
Okay.
But they knew what they were going to do. They planned it a long time ago.
Continue the good work, my friend.
And you too. And take care. And it's a sad thing to hold on to is your sanity, but you've got to do it. And you will change going through this. You will change. It won't be the same to stay the way you are. But if you want to understand at a high level what's going on, and go for it, it's worth it, man. From Hamish Mansell from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God, or your God's go with you.
The next round.